Ari. जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी, गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीरावन चारी, यमुना तीरावन चारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी, श्री हरि नाम संकीर्तन की जय, अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय, श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकीनन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः। हरे कृष्णा। सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 27 एंटाइटल्ड अटैक बाय चंडवेगा ऑन द सिटी ऑफ पुरंजना। श्लोका नंबर 24। ऋषभम यवनानां त्वां व्रिने विरेप्सितं पतिं संकल्पस्त्वयि भूतानां कृतकीलनरिष्यति। ऋषभं यवनानां त्वां व्रिने विरेप्सितं पतिं संकल्पस्त्वयि भूतानां कृतकीलनरिष्यति। ऋषभं यवनानां त्वां वृणे विरिप्सितं पतिं संकल्पस्त्वयि भूतानां कृतकीलनरिष्यति। ऋषभं यवनानां त्वां वृणे विरप्सितं पतिं संकल्पस्त्वयि भूतानां कृतकीलनरिष्यति। ऋषभं यवनानां त्वां वृणे विरप्सितं पतिं संकल्पस्त्वयि भूतानां कृतः किल नरिष्यति। सो वर्ड टू वर्ड ट्रांसलेशन, ऋषभं द बेस्ट, यवनानां ऑफ द अनटचेबल्स, त्वाम यू, वृणे आई एक्सेप्ट, वीर ओ ग्रेट हीरो, इप्सितम डिजायर्ड, पतिम हस्बैंड, संकल्प द डिटर्मिनेशन, त्वयि अंटू यू, भूतानाम ऑफ ऑल लिविंग एंटिटीज, कृतः इफ डन, किल सर्टनली, न नेवर, रिष्यति बिकम्स बैफल्ड। Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. Approaching the king of the Yavanas, Kalakanya addressed him as a great hero, saying, "My dear sir, you are the best of the untouchables. I am in love with you and I want you as my husband. I know that no one is baffled if he makes friends with you." Purport. The words Yavananam Rishabham refer to the king of the Yavanas. The Sanskrit words Yavana and Mlecha apply to those who do not follow the Vedic principles. According to the Vedic principles, one should rise early in the morning, take bath, chant Hare Krishna, offer Mangal Arati to the deities, study Vedic literature, take prasad and engage in dressing and decorating the deities. One must also collect money for the temple expenditures, or if one is householder, he must go to work in accordance with the prescribed duties of Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya or Shudra. In this way, one should live a life of spiritual understanding, and this is the Vedic way of civilization. One who does not follow all these rules and regulations is called a Yavana or Mlecha. One should not mistakenly think that these words refer to certain classes of men in other countries. There is no question of limitation according to nationalism. Whether one lives in India or outside India, he is called a Yavana or Mlecha if he does not follow the Vedic principles. One who does not actually follow the hygienic principles prescribed in the Vedic rules and regulations will be subjected to many contagious diseases. Because the students in this Krishna conscious movement are advised to follow the Vedic principles, they naturally become hygienic. If a person is Krishna conscious, he can work like a young man even if he is 75 or 80 years old. Thus the daughter of Kala cannot overcome a Vaishnava. Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami engaged in writing Chaitanya Charitamrita when he was very old. Yet he presented the most wonderful literature about the activities of Lord Chaitanya. Srila Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami began their spiritual lives at a very old age. That is, after they retired from the occupations and family lives. Yet they presented many valuable literature for the advancement of spiritual life. This is confirmed by Srila Srinivas Acharya, who praised the Goswamis in this way. Nana Shastra Vicharanaika Nipunau Saddharma Samsthapakau Lokanam Hitakarinu Tribhuvane Manyo Sharanyakarau Radha Krishna Padaravinda Bhajana Nande Namattalikau Vande Rupa Sanatanau Raghu Yugau Shri Jeeva Gopalakau. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the six Goswamis, namely Shri Sanatana Goswami, Shri Rupa Goswami, Shri Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Shri Raghunath Das Goswami, Shri Jiva Goswami and Shri Gopal Bhatta Goswami, who are very expert in scrutinizingly studying all the revealed scriptures with the aim of establishing eternal religious principle for the benefit of all human beings. Thus, they are honored all over the three worlds, and they are worth taking shelter of because they are absorbed in the mood of the gopis and are engaged in the transcendental loving service of Radha and Krishna. Thus, jara, the effect of old age, does not harass a devotee. This is because a devotee follows the instructions and the determination of Narad Muni. All devotees are in the disciplic succession stemming from Narad Muni because they worship the deity according to Narad Muni's direction, namely Narad Pancharatra or Pancharatri Ki Vidhi. A devotee follows the principles of Pancharatri Ki Vidhi as well as Bhagavat Vidhi. Bhagavat Vidhi includes preaching work, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu, the hearing and chanting of the glories of Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Pancharatri Ki Vidhi includes Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakhyam, Atmanivedanam. Because a devotee rigidly follows the instructions of Narad Muni, he has no fear of old age, disease or death. Apparently, a devotee may grow old, but he is not subjected to the symptoms of defeat experienced by a common man in old age. Consequently, old age does not make a devotee fearful of death, as a common man is fearful of death. When jara or old age takes shelter of a devotee, kalakanya diminishes the devotee's fear. A devotee knows that after death he is going back home, back to Godhead. Therefore, he has no fear of death. Thus, instead of depressing a devotee, advanced age helps him become fearless and thus happy. ॐ अज्ञान्तिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाखया चक्षुरुन्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः ॐ नम ॐ विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिन् इति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा. So we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam. Now we are at the end of the last part of this. We are at the end of the chapter where Puranjan Akhyan is about to be concluded. Here Puranjan was attacked by Chandavega. Now who is Chandavega? He represents a time factor, a death, where he was about to face his death. So now I have been asked to speak on six verses, text number 24 to 30. So I will just read the translation of the remaining verses and I will try to summarize the description in the purport by Srila Prabhupada. Shloka number 24 says, approaching the king of the Yavanas, Kalakanya addressed him as a great hero, saying, my dear sir, you are the best of the untouchables. I am in love with you and I want you as my husband. I know that no one is baffled if he makes friends with you. Text 25. One who does not give charity according to the customs or injunctions of the scriptures and one who does not accept charity in that way are considered to be in the mode of ignorance. Such persons follow the path of the foolish. Surely they must lament at the end. Text number 26. Kalakanya continued, O gentle one, I am now present before you to serve you. Please accept me and thus show me mercy. It is a gentleman's greatest duty to be compassionate upon a person who is distressed. Text number 27. After hearing the statement of Kalakanya, the daughter of time, the king of the Yavanas began to smile and devise a means for executing his confidential duty on behalf of Providence. He then addressed Kalakanya as follows. Text number 28. The king of the Yavanas replied, After much consideration, I have arrived at a husband for you. Actually, as far as everyone is concerned, you are inauspicious and mischievous. Since no one likes you, how can anyone accept you as his wife? Text number 29. This world is a product of fruitive activities. Therefore, you may imperceptibly attack people in general. Helped by my soldiers, you can kill them without opposition. Text number 30. The king of the Yavanas continued, here is my brother Prajwara. I now accept you as my sister. I shall employ both of you as well as my dangerous soldiers to act imperceptibly within this world. Thus end the chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th canto, 27th chapter, attack by Chandavega on the city of King Puranjan. So there are a lot of wonderful points which Prabhupada highlighted in his purport. I will try to summarize little by little. So in text 24, one of the part which Prabhupada describes is who is called as Mlecha or Yavana. Many times we understand that a person who is outside India or who has not born in the land of India, we consider them as Mlecha and Yavana. Especially those who are meat eaters are considered to be Mlecha and Yavanas. And in general, people say that those who are outside of India are like that. But Srila Prabhupada has made it clearly, one who does not follow the principle prescribed in the Vedic rules and regulation are generally called Mlechas and Yavanas, because they do not follow Vedic principles. And Srila Prabhupada very expertly, or we can say very nicely, explained what it means to follow Vedic principle. So Vedic principle can be many things. There are many, many elaborate way of explaining Vedic principle. But Srila Prabhupada, according to him, what is Vedic principle? He says, according to Vedic principle, one should rise early in the morning, take bath, chant Hare Krishna, offer Mangalarti to the deities, study Vedic literature, take prasad, engage in dressing and decorating the deities. Also, participate in temple expenditure, and if one is a householder, he must work according to the prescribed duties of its own varna, like Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya or Shudra. So Prabhupada very nicely summarized what it means to follow Vedic principles. So those who are practicing this, at least these steps, can be considered within the boundary of Vedic principle. If one is not following at least even this thing in his life, then we can say that he is not following anything about the Vedic principles. So, of course, Srila Prabhupada has given us very wonderful system in ISKCON, that whoever is part of this society naturally involved in this all these activities. So we can say those who are connected with ISKCON as a ISKCON society, naturally they are following Vedic principles. But those who don't follow these principles, at least this principle, not that this is all in all, but at least this principle, if they don't follow, then the definition of Yavanas and Mlecha is applied to them. But Srila Prabhupada in text number 30 give even more ghastly definition of who is Yavana and Mlecha. I will describe them later. So Srila Prabhupada explained first about Yavana and Mlecha. So one should not become a Yavana or Mlecha. Next, Srila Prabhupada says about that old age factor. Here we see the Kala Kanya or Jara approach King Yavana. For what purpose? For getting married. Actually, in the previous word, it is described that this Jara or Kala Kanya approached first Narad Muni. And she requested Narad Muni to marry her. But Narad Muni says, I am a brahmachari, I cannot marry you. So Narad Muni directed her to this Yavana king. And that's why she approached to this Yavana king. And when Jara approached to this Yavana king was also obliged to follow the instructions of Narad Muni, because Narad Muni has directed that Jara. So Yavana was thinking, the king Yavana was thinking, now how can I accept this old age as my wife? He was very much reluctant. But at the same time, it is the instructions of Narad Muni to accept her. So ye to aisi baat ho gayi ki pasand nahi hai, lekin jabardasti gale mein dal diya. So similarly, Narad Muni, because Narad Muni instructed, and that's why Yavana has to accept her. But how he accepted, that is described that Yavana king accepted Jara as his sister. Because ultimately, a woman needs a protection. She needs a shelter. So Yavana king didn't accepted her as his wife, but accepted her as a sister and said that I have my brother, his name is Prajwara. Prajwara here indicates fever. So fever and old age, both are deadly combination to kill a person. Especially when a person suffering from the old age gets a fever, it becomes very difficult for him to get recovered from that. And this is how Chandavega, the king of Yavana, is destroying the whole population in this world. So Srila Prabhupada says, if a person in Krishna consciousness, he can work like a young man even if he is 75 or 80 years old. Prabhupada says, those who is Krishna conscious, those who are devotees of Krishna, for them old age never affect them. Now what does it mean that old age never affect the devotees? Does it mean that the devotees doesn't become old? Prabhupada says, what does it mean to be old age? Here it is mentioned, apparently a devotee may grow old, but he is not subjected to the symptoms of defeat experienced by a common man in his old age. So what exactly old age is? Why people are so much fearful of it? Actually, old age creates lot of impediments in the path of enjoyment of the peoples. And because of this restrictions of enjoying this world, people are a little bit fearful. And again, old age means the death is near. So people are fearful that now I am getting old, now I am not going to enjoy the sense gratifications, as well as the death is approaching near. And that's why a person becomes very, very much fearful. But Prabhupada says, but those who are in Krishna consciousness, they are not affected by the symptoms of defeat experienced by a common man. So old age, we know, of people, a person feel helpless. He cannot act. He feel that I have nothing to do, nothing to perform. I will just give one example. Once I asked a question to person, to the community or to whom I am giving the class, there were many ladies who were sitting. It's in the village. In the village program, we generally see many old women are sitting for the classes. The young people are not interested in this katha and everything. They are mostly interested in watching the TV and movies, these things. So I just was asked one question, that why is it that there is always a conflict between sas and bahu, daughter-in-law and mother-in-law? So I wanted to know that what is the chemistry between sas bahu, that it is so volatile in nature. So one old lady said, very, very interesting, there were many answers were given, but one interesting part was that she said, जब नई औरत घर पर आती है तो पुरानी औरत के अधिकारों पर कब्जा कर लेती है. व्हेन अ न्यू वुमन अराइव्स इन अ हाउस शी कैप्चर्स द ऑथोरिटी ऑफ द ओरिजिनल वुमन देयर एंड दैट वन कैन नॉट टॉलरेट. इट बिकम्स वेरी डिफिकल्ट फॉर द मदर इन लॉ टू एक्सेप्ट दैट हर ऑथोरिटी इज बीन कैप्चर्ड बाय समबडी एल्स. जस्ट थिंक द वुमन हु हैज रूल्ड द हाउस फॉर 25 ईयर्स बाय हर स्टेटमेंट बाय हर वर्ड ऑल द एक्टिविटीज ऑफ द हाउस वॉज गोइंग ऑन एंड दिस न्यू गर्ल हु कम्स इन द हाउस एंड ही स्टार्ट सेइंग एंड शी स्टार्ट सेइंग ओ सासू जी नाउ यू बिकम ओल्ड यू टेक रेस्ट आई विल टेक केयर ऑफ ऑल द थिंग्स एंड स्लोली स्लोली शी स्टार्ट टेकिंग ओवर ऑल द प्रॉपर डिसीजन्स. इट बिकम्स वेरी अनडाइजेस्टिबल फॉर द मदर इन लॉ बिकॉज शी इज थिंकिंग नाउ माई ऑथोरिटी इज नाउ चैलेंज एंड बिकॉज ऑफ विच देर इज लॉट ऑफ कॉन्फ्लिक्ट हैपनिंग एंड दिस बिकम्स अ चेन रिएक्शन आफ्टर दैट. सो नाउ वॉट इज द इश्यू विद दिस. इट इज गुड नज दैट समबडी एल्स इज टेकिंग ओवर. नाउ यू आर गेटिंग रिलैक्स्ड. द रीजन इज दैट वी आर गेटिंग हैबिचुएटेड ऑफ गेटिंग रिस्पेक्ट एंड एडोरेशन. वंस आफ्टर गेटिंग रिटायर्ड नाउ नो बडी आस्क अस नो बडी टेक सजेशन फ्रॉम अस. वी बिकम साइड लाइन एंड दैट इज अ थिंग अ पर्सन अ मटेरियलिस्टिक पर्सन इज नॉट हैबिचुएटेड ऑफ. ही वॉन्ट्स रिस्पेक्ट एंड इफ नो बडी गिव्स द रिस्पेक्ट ही डिमांड्स रिस्पेक्ट एंड बिकॉज ऑफ दिस डिमांडिंग इन नेचर पीपल स्टार्टेड डूइंग ऑल टेंट्रम्स लाइक मेरा बात नहीं सुनते मुझे कोई पूछता नहीं वगैरह समथिंग. सो मेनी थिंग्स हैपन्स बिकॉज ऑफ दैट. नाउ दिस इज कॉल्ड अ टिपिकल मटेरियलिस्टिक वे ऑफ लाइफ वेयर अ पर्सन वॉन्ट्स एन अटेंशन एंड इन ओल्ड एज वी ऑल नो दैट पीपल स्टार्ट निग्लेक्टिंग द ओल्ड पीपल. इन वन विलेज वेयर आई एम गोइंग फॉर प्रीचिंग प्रोग्राम्स वंस आई विजिटेड टू अ वेरी ओल्ड लेडी. शी वॉज इन हर लास्ट डेज नाउ. शी वॉन्टेड टू यू नो ऑफर दिस सम डोनेशन सो शी कॉल्ड मी फॉर दैट पर्पज एंड आई अप्रोच देयर हाउस एंड आई सॉ देर इज ए सेपरेट रूम मेड फॉर दैट ओल्ड लेडी. द मेन हाउस एंड देर इज देर इज सम लिटिल डिस्टेंस अवे देर इज स्मॉल थैच्ड हाउस रूम इज मेड एंड इन दैट हाउस दैट ओल्ड लेडी वॉज स्टेइंग. एज सुन एज आई एंटर्ड द हाउस द स्मेल इन द हाउस वॉज सो एबनॉक्शियस लाइक यू कैन नॉट इवन स्मेल. इट इज सच अ स्टिंकी रूम वॉज दैट एंड यू नो वॉट वॉज अ स्टिंकिंग नेचर बिकॉज शी इज नाउ बेड रिडन. वॉट एवर एक्टिविटीज हैपन इज ऑन द बेड. पीपल समटाइम्स क्लीन द एरिया और दे डोंट क्लीन द एरिया. वंस इन अ व्हाइल दे मे क्लीन इट वॉट एवर एंड इन दैट रूम दैट ओल्ड लेडी वॉज स्टेइंग. जस्ट बाय सीइंग दैट थिंग आई वॉज लिटिल बिट सरप्राइज दैट दिस इज वॉट ओल्ड एज इज. वी मे थिंक दैट द पीपल आर गेटिंग एज सुन दे वेन दे गेट ओल्ड दे गेट मैच्योर दे गेट लॉट ऑफ विजडम बट हियर वी सी देर इज वन मोर आस्पेक्ट दैट पीपल निग्लेक्ट ओल्ड पीपल एंड दिस इज वॉट पीपल आर अफ्रेड ऑफ. पीपल आर ऑलवेज अफ्रेड ऑफ दैट इन ओल्ड एज वॉट विल हैपन टू मी वेदर माई चिल्ड्रंस विल टेक केयर ऑफ मी और नॉट. दैट इज द मेन इश्यू नाउ इट इज हैपनिंग एंड आई आस्क दिस देयर देयर फैमिली मेंबर्स व्हाई यू हैव केप्ट योर मदर लाइक दिस एंड दे से दैट नाउ शी इज बिकम इनवैलिड. शी कैन नॉट कंट्रोल हर डेली एक्टिविटीज एंड शी इज ऑलवेज डिसीज्ड ऑल्सो. there are small kids in the house, they get contaminated because of that. And that's why we have kept her in a separate room. And we are taking regular care. I understood what regular care is happening by just smelling, entering into that room, that bad smell explained everything. I was just thinking that why this thing has happened to her? Is it because of her own karma? You know, we generally understand that. Why bad thing happens to good people? We always have this conception. But we understand that bad thing doesn't happen to good people. Bad thing happens to bad people only. There is a wrong conception that bad thing happens to good people. Problem is that we are not ready to accept that we are bad. We always consider ourselves to be a good person. And that's why we say, why a bad thing happens to good people? But this nature is so perfectly, you know, disciplined that the nature doesn't do injustice to anyone. The nature doesn't do injustice to anyone. It gives whatever you deserve. That is the law of nature. One gets whatever they deserve. So many times because we have now strength, we have a lot of energy, and we become bosses of our house. And we start ordering and doing everything according to our whims and desires. But just think what the new member of the house, especially the kids, the children, how they perceive us. If you become bossy in your house, naturally people will not like you. And what will happen in future? I will just give one small example of one of our kids in our village. Some of the people who are coming for daily working, for people who are coming, sometimes they come with their kids. So I gave the class on Bhagavad Gita there, and I was returning. And at that time, there were few children who were doing some naughty and mischievous activity, one small boy. Since these were elder kids, and they were, you know, bullying the younger kid. You know, that younger kid said one very best statement. He said, "Abhi main chota hoon, jab bada ho jaunga na tumko dekhunga." Just one statement, but it creates a lot of, you know, philosophical point that now we are small, and that's why we are ready to accept all the bashings and bossing and everything. But just understand, this kid in future going to become adult, and you are going to become old. What will happen to you then? So many times, in the feat of thinking that I am the controller, I am the doer, we do all kind of, swarat activity. Whatever I will do is right. But just remember, this will not remain for long. In future, you are going to become old. And the next generation on whom you have done all this bossing and bullying kind of activity, now they are going to take over. So if you don't keep proper relationship at that time, in these days, then what will happen? Will they take care of you? Many times the old people says, "Aajkal ke bachche jo hai, maa-baap ka sunte hi nahi. Bachcho mein sanskar hi nahi bache." Now, why will the kids will respect you when they were being abused when they were children? They will never respect their parents also. They will never. And because of which, in future, such people, when they become old, they are getting neglected. One old lady told me, ki आदमी को बूढ़ा नहीं होना है, आदमी को वृद्ध होना है. जैसे वो, as the age progresses, one should not become old, one should become wise. Now she said, वृद्ध और बुढ़ापा दोनों में अंतर है. When person becomes old, people neglect her, neglect them. But when person becomes vriddha, he becomes vriddha with knowledge, with wisdom, and people respect that person. You know, many times old people, they demand respect. They say, everybody should ask me, everybody should come to me. But why somebody will come to you? What you have to give? You are just demanding, demanding, demanding. That's why just because one becoming old, one become aged, you cannot get respect. One get respect because of his relationship, his knowledge, and his wise nature by which he has conducted his own life. So, because the devotees have all these qualities, when devotees becomes old, they don't get neglected. The more they get older, the more they get senior, the more they start getting respect and adoration. And because of which, as Prabhupada has said, the symptoms of defeat, they don't experience the symptoms of defeat. The devotees don't experience the symptoms of defeat. Many times when I move around, I see the old people just sitting on the veranda, watching the cars going, the vehicles honking. Full day they are just sitting in the veranda, observing what is happening outside. Because they don't have anything to do in their life. Have you ever seen such people reading newspaper? Nowadays, people have mobile, they watch mobile always. They don't have anything to do. No, they're just spending their time. So for such people, the old age is a kind of a nightmare for them. There is one more incident I will just share with you. Many years back, we had a Kartik Yatra in Vrindavan. And at that time, we were having Kartik Yatra in Fogla Ashram. Everybody must be knowing Fogla Ashram everywhere. And at that time, we Govardhan Eco Village Brahmacharis were being given seva for, many sevas were given. I was given a seva of handling the prasad transportation and other things. I was engaged in that. So when the prasadam program gets over in the night, when some prasad gets accumulated or leftover prasad. So those leftover prasad has to be, you know, properly, we have to do proper arrangement for that. So food for life program happening. So I was given one tub of prasad to carry and to distribute to somebody who are in need. So I know one place, I came to know from one devotee that there is one widow ashram nearby where all the widows stay there. Those who are staying, coming in Vrindavan, those who don't have husband or somebody have thrown them out of their house, neglected. So such old women, they stay there generally. So I took that bucket to that ashram. Actually, that was not an ashram actually. It was a kind of an old temple where nobody is looking after. And this old woman just sitting there in the temple hall. Because nobody is looking after that temple, this woman themselves are taking care of the temple. So there is one small hand pump. They are using that hand pump for their activities. So nothing was taken proper care of at that time. So I just went there and requested everyone that there is prasad is available, those who want, they can take. And there was a huge crowd of old women. I observed there was old lady who was sitting inside the temple. She was very old. So I thought, let me do some seva. So I took one plate and approached her. And she was very old. And when she saw me, she smiled and said, "Oh, kanha ko meri daya ahi gai matlab." I was become very much touched by that statement that she was just sitting there expecting somebody, some food will come. And Krishna brought a food for them. And she immediately remembered that Krishna has sent this food. I become a little curious that how these women are spending their life whole day, what they are doing. So I just ask, aap kab se yaha par rahe hai ho? How long you have been here? Then she said, I don't remember, but when I am married, after the marriage, my husband died in 2 years. And after that, my in-laws have thrown me out of the house, saying that she is manhoos. Because of her, my son has died. And after that, I just came to Vrindavan, and from that time, I am here only. Now, she is old. Now, just imagine, I am just calculating in my mind, in previous days, how soon the woman gets married. And just after the marriage of 2 years, her husband dies. And since then, she is in Vrindavan. In that, somehow she is managing the things. I was very much surprised by that since then she is here and doing her bhajan. So nice. I just asked one thing, that so many people are here, who is taking care of you? आपके खाने पीने का बंदोबस्त कौन करता है? She said, कोई नहीं करता. कृष्णा है, उसको दया आ जाती है तो किसी को भेज देते हैं. जैसे आपको आज भेज दिया, वैसे किसी को भगवान भेज देते हैं, काना हमको भेज देते हैं. Then I said, wow, this is complete dependency on Krishna. Then second question I asked, when you become affected by some disease, where you go for the treatment? मतलब जब आप अभी बूढ़े हो गए, बीमार हो जाते हो, तो आपको ट्रीटमेंट के लिए आप कहाँ जाते हो? Who takes care of you? She said, who wants to get cure? We don't want to get cure. Rather, we are waiting when Krishna is going to call us back. बहुत हो गया जीवन, और जीवन नहीं जीना है हमको. Just I heard that statement, it gives lot of relief of old age. People are thinking in old age, what will happen to me, what will happen, how my health, when it health become deteriorates, then doctor nahi rahega, to main theek kaise hoga. So this kind of thinking that because we want to live longer life, to enjoy this life, that's why we are fearful of old age. And this woman, she was saying, I don't want to become cured. When the death have to come, it will come anyway, whether I go to doctor or not. She said, in my such a long lifespan, I become many times, you know, diseased. But I didn't die because Krishna didn't want me to come now. In future, if Krishna wants, whether I go to doctor or not, I am going to die anyway. So why to bother ourselves with this doctor and everything? Just depend on Krishna. And she said, I am just waiting when Krishna is going to call me. So for her, old age is not a fearful thing. Death is not a fearful thing. She is happy. As Prabhupada says here, a devotee knows that after death he is going back home, back to Godhead. Therefore, he has no fear of death. Thus, instead of depressing a devotee's advanced age, advanced age helps him become fearless and happy. So, budhapa, jo aam logo ke liye, for many people, it is such a depressing thing. But for a devotee, it is not a depressing thing. They become fearless and they become happy because they understand, now it's time to go back home, back to Godhead. No more to be part of this world. So that is how a devotee's consciousness is. Okay? Hare Krishna. I hope isme almost sab kuch cover ho gaya hai. Almost everything is covered because Chandavega is nothing but a death is approaching. Now death kills the person through old age and disease. Old age and disease takes away all the energy of the person, and then the Chandavega appears and he takes away the life force. So that is how a person dies. So here the chapter ends. In the next chapter, we will see what happens to the Puranjan. Puranjan becomes a woman in the next life. So generally, the person at the time of death, when he thinks of whatever consciousness he have at the time of death, he achieves that consciousness in his next life. So the person who is very much attached, what will happen to him in his next life is explained in the next chapter. So very, very thankful to you for hearing such patiently. I hope there are no questions. And thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavat Mahapuran ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna.